Before the Panama Papers leaks became public, we already knew that thousands of properties across London were owned by offshore companies based in places like the British Virgin Islands. Now, after the revelations, we know a lot more about the people behind some of the capital's most exclusive addresses, as Ramzan Karmali has been finding out.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on.
Well, whose house exactly? For many high-end homes in central London, it's been a complete mystery. That's up until the recent revelations from the Panama Papers. Thousands of central London properties are owned by anonymous shell companies based in the British Virgin Islands. Rachel Davies from Transparency International, an organisation that looks to eradicate corruption, explained to me how these shell companies work.
The thing what a shell company gives you is secrecy. So you know if you're stealing public funds, you can move that into UK property through a shell company without any flags being raised. And of course, we're not saying that all the money coming through shell companies is corrupt, but the problem is we just don't know because of the levels of secrecy. The Panama Papers really exposed the UK's role in this scandal, and we're calling on the Prime Minister at his anti-corruption summit in May to extend transparency to the overseas territories and to UK property.
Even the UK's own National Crime Agency believes that the London property market has been skewed by laundered money and that prices have been artificially driven up by what they call overseas criminals, who want to hide their money in Britain. I went to one area in London where the identities of who owns each home, up until recently, was a very well-kept secret. I'm here in Berkeley Square in the heart of Mayfair in central London. It's an extremely picturesque setting. The sun's out and so are the office workers. It's lunchtime and they're all here having their lunches on park benches. There's some people here doing yoga. And they're surrounded by some pretty impressive buildings. There's the Bentley Garage for starters across the road from where I'm stood. And at the top of the square, there's a very nice private art collection as well. Now, I'm stood outside number 41 Berkeley Square. It's actually one of a number of properties around here owned by companies based in the British Virgin Islands. This stunning Georgian huge house has links to the President of the United Arab Emirates. And it's not his only one. There's just another six or seven just round the corner. So what can be done to stop people from hiding their wealth in the UK property market?
I'm Henry Pryor. I'm a housing expert. I buy houses for people, private clients in London and across the UK. We need to move away from being nervous about pointing out what might be going wrong, leave it to the authorities to make that ultimate decision for us. What we want to ensure is that the pirates and the criminals can't use London property for their own ends.
The London property market has been heating up for some time. According to figures out today from Your Move, house prices in London are over 8% higher than this time last year. That's a rise of over $63,000. But will these revelations create some hope for ordinary Londoners?
I'm Danny Dorling. I'm Professor of Human Geography at the University of Oxford. People bought in central London through shell companies, principally to be able to keep their money secret. Now they know they can no longer keep this money secret, the attraction of London property reduces, particularly in the centre. So we should expect prices in the very centre of London to begin to fall. And we should expect that to have a knock-on effect to the rest of London, because suddenly prices on the edge of London begin to look unreasonable, because they only looked reasonable in relation to rising prices in the centre.
Whether prices will fall enough to make them more affordable is still debatable. But what the Panama Papers have done is certainly highlight the inequality in the UK's housing market. And perhaps now we'll be able to confidently know the identity of all the homeowners in Britain.
Welcome to my house. It's my house.
And that report from Ramzan Karmali.